Today's shiur in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Vav Omid Beis. And we're in the very top line in the Ramah in Sif Gimel. We're still in Simon Nun Hei, which deals with the halachas of Kaddish. And the Ramah writes, Tfilas Arvis V'Kaddish Sheliachrov L'Shayach L'Kriyashma Ovirchosel. That when we daven Marv and say the Shmona Esrei, the Kaddish that comes after that has nothing to do with the Kriya Shema and the Brachos of Kriya Shema. That's a separate Kaddish that was arranged for the Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Beis writes, Umishum Hachi, therefore, im hischilu birchas arvis biasora, if we began davening Marv with 10 people, as we've been talking about, somebody then has to leave. Oh, I feel like Baruch Luchud, or even if you just said Baruch and didn't start really the rest of the brachos of Kriya Shema, v'achakach yatzu mitzasin, and now you lost your minion, and you have more than six or more people left. So we said that technically, if you started a section in yesterday's shiur, we talked about this, you can finish that section as if you still have a minion. Here, ein lo rak ligmor hakadosh shekodem tefila. Then you can only say the kaddish, the chatzi kaddish that comes before the Shmona Esrei, because that is connected. Lish hakadosh shayach lebirchas kriyashma. That kaddish is connected. The chatzi kaddish right before the Shmona Esrei, that's a reflection back on the brachos of kriyashma and kriyashma. However, but now you don't have a minion, so when you say the Shmona Esrei, you can't say the Kaddish Tiskabel that comes after that. Because the Shmona Esrei, which is called the Tfila, doesn't have a connection directly to the Kriya Shema and the Brachos of Kriya Shema. The Kol Shekein say the Kiddush of the Kaddish Matzei Shabbos, and certainly the additional prayers that we say called the Vinoam and Atokadosh, it's called the Kiddusha, and the Kaddish Tiskabel that comes after that on Matzei Shabbos, those certainly can't be said because you don't have a minion. But if you did have a minion at the start of the silent Shmona Esrei by Maariv, and only then somebody had to run out on a Hatzalah call or whatever, and now you only have 6, 7, 8, or 9 people left, you can, yesh lomar hakadish sholem shalachar tefila, you can say the kaddish tzkabel that comes after the Shmona Esrei, the kaddish shayach l'tefila, that kaddish was specifically set up for the Shmona Esrei, and on Matzei Shabbos, yochol lomar chatzi kaddish achar tefila, on a normal Matzei Shabbos, you can say the chatzi kaddish that comes right after the Shmona Esrei, the silent Shmona Esrei, and then on Matzei Shabbos, we say the Seder Kedusha, the Vinoam, and the Atta Kadosh, and the Kaddish Sholim, the Kaddish Deskabel, Sha'achekach, that comes after that, also can be recited, Lefisha Koza Shayach Latvila, that's all part of the Shmona Esrei, just like Kamo by Shachris, when we said certainly the Deskabel Tzloson, that Kaddish, the Ashru Volutzion, and even the Chatzi Kaddish that comes after Tachlan, all are a reflection back on the Shmona Esrei. And as long as you started the Chazar Sashatz there, you can say all of those things as well. In the Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMaskel Utfilas Arvis, he writes, look in the Noda Behuda, Shekosav de B'Shachris im Ispalu B'Lachash B'Yasoro V'Yachakach Yotzu Miktsos, and by Shachris time, if you just said the silent Shmona Esrei, and then Dominion left, and then you're not allowed to say the Shliach Tzibor's Chazoros HaShatz. Gam Yoch Lo Yochol Lomar Shum Kaddish Achze, and you can't say any Kaddishes after the Shmona Esrei. It's different than by Mariv, and the reason is brought down over there, in the Noda Behuda, and is brought down here in footnote 31 in the Dirshu, and he writes, the difference is that Tfilas Arvis doesn't have a Chazaras HaShatz, and therefore, Omrim Anu Shakadish Vadei Nisken Al Tfilas Halachash. By Marib, there is no Chazaras HaShatz, so the Kaddish afterwards is going on the silent Shmona Esrei, and therefore you can say afterwards the Kaddish Tiskabel. But by Shachris and Mincha, Chazal will misaki in the Kaddish Al Chazaras HaShatz, and you can't say it if you only had a minion by the silent Shmona Esrei. Now we begin Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Yesh matirim lamad dover shebikdusha b'tisha v'tzeruv katun shuyosim ben sheish v'yodei alami mispalin. This is a very famous halacha that many people have heard about, and we'll learn today the actual details of this halacha. The Mechaber writes that if you have 9 people, not a minion, and you want to be mitzarith, a young child who is above the age of 6, and he understands that he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one can do this. You can count this young child as if you have a minion. And he brings this down in the name of Tosos, the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and Gemara and Brachos, and in the name of Rav Haigon, and also the Razah, or Zechariah Levi. However, the Mechaber then quickly says, V'lo nirin divreim l'gdolei haposkim, this psak, not the way most of the gdolei haposkim, in fact, paskin this shaila. And he then adds, V'hu adin, the Eved V'isha emitztarfim. And likewise, you can't use a katan, and you can't use an Eved Kenani, and you can't use a woman. None of them count to make the 10th person for the minyan. The Ramah adds, Hagot, V'afilu ayidei chumish shebiyadu ein letzarfo. And even if the young child holds a chumish, which we'll see really means a sefer Torah, That doesn't help as well. However, then the Ramah has a huge kula. Mihu, he says, Yesh noagin lo hokel b'shasadchak. He says, under extenuating circumstances, there are poskim that would permit you to count this child, maybe without even a Sefer Torah, to count towards the minyan under very extenuating circumstances. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside, and we'll see some of the Achronim as well, this fascinating subject. First off, the Chafetz Chaim himself in the Bir Halacha, Lo Nirim Divrayim, writes, Dover Shebikdusha Chomer Tvei. Well, maybe under other circumstances, you could be makel to allow a katan, for example, by Zimun and benching to count. He says, this is a Dover Shebikdusha that requires 10 adult males above the age of 13, with all the restrictions we spoke about yesterday, and therefore you can't let a young child count towards the minyan, even with the Sefer Torah, even if there are 9 adults there. In Siv Katan Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah adds, the lo mechashvinan hakotan ish ayidei she'oches chumash biyado. The fact that he's holding on to a chumash in his hand doesn't change anything, he's still a katan. However, Siv Katan Chav Dal, he says, b'shas adchak, under extenuating circumstances, the Ramog brings a kula that there yesh nohagin lo hakel. Rotz alomad, the Mishnah Berurah says, afil bli chumash, you don't even have to hold a chumash. And this is Kedash Hayesh Matirim Hanal. This is the early first opinion that the Mechaber brought down, that the Ramah is saying under extenuating circumstances you can rely upon. Vidavka Echo Veloshnai, he brings down the name of the Magen Avram. This is only for one child. If you have 8 people, 2 children won't count. But under these extenuating circumstances, which we're yet to explain, then 9 plus a child, even without a Sefer Torah, would be acceptable. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ubelavush Kosav Shaloro Noagin Litzorfu Avil B'Shasadchak. The Lavush states that even under extenuating circumstances, we don't do this. And then the Mishnah Berurah says Ubizmanenu Noagin Litzorf Katan Ayidei Chumash Shriyado. Nowadays, however, we do allow, under extenuating circumstances, a katan who's holding a chumash in his hand. And in Dirshu footnote number 32, he brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Ligus Moshe, that this is talking about a Sefer Torah. We don't have the chumashim rolled up like a Sefer Torah, written for each independent section, though, each of the Chamisha Chumashim, so it really should give the child a Sefer Torah to hold, and it could even be a possible Sefer Torah. He points out that during the Shema and the Shemoneh Esrei, the child who's davening with you is not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah. He says you can put it down on the bima and just have the whole child hold on to the Atzi Chayim, to the Sefer Torah in that fashion. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, when do we allow this extenuating circumstances? We only allow this for the things that are absolutely essentials to have a minyan for, that you need to have a minyan for, like Baruch Hu and Kaddish. However, an optional thing that, like the Kaddish, Achar Aleinu, Lo Yomru, is not included in this din. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'harbi Achronim Machmirim. There are many that disagree, even with this kula that he says nowadays they do allow, and they don't allow Litzarev Shum Kotan Afilu B'Shasadchak. Even under extenuating circumstances, they don't want this din to be applied, and they only allow the child if he's Bar Mitzvah. Ach Yushlam Lo Hayud Gimushanim. Now, Dirshu footnote number 33 brings down Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igus Moshe. He writes that when you're doing this situation with a young child, don't do chazaras hashatz, because there is a big question, according to some, that you shouldn't do this. So have the other people in the minyan daven their silent Shemoneh Esrei, and then the chazan will say his Shemoneh Esrei out loud, and therefore there's no question of a brachal of atola, and you can say the dvarim shebikdusha in his out loud silent Shemoneh Esrei, which is serving for everybody else as the chazaras hashatz. He also points out in Dirshu 33, in the name of the Shevet Alevi, Rav Osner, that you shouldn't do the laning in these situations, because that's not an absolute chiyah. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gerus Moshe, disagrees and says, if you allow him to do the Shemoneh Esrei, if you allow him to do Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and other things like that, you can do the laning as well. In the issue footnote number 34, he brings down, Ubemokum shim lo nitzarif es hakotan yisbatel haminyan legamre, if you're going to lose the minyan, if you don't allow the child to come, people aren't going to come anymore to this shul, because they're afraid, they're wasting their time coming to this minyan, so then brings down the name of Shlomo Zalman, that even in that situation, one should not go and be mitzarev to katan. However, Rav Moshe, the Igros Moshe, this is not brought down in the Dirshu footnote, but Rav Moshe, the Igros Moshe, does allow it under these extenuating circumstances for a child to be included in the minyan, if that will save the minyan, for a regular kavua minyan, where the people are coming every day, but if you lose the minyan, they're not going to come, and that will destroy the minyan, so then Rav Moshe does allow this. The Chofetz Chaim continues and he writes, Onein Eino Mitzdarif L'minyan, a person who is Nebuch in Aninus, he's lost one of the relatives that he's sitting Shiva for, and the relative hasn't been buried yet, so he's Potum in a mitzvah, so he can't be included in a minyan. He's talking about a person who is obligated to be misabel, to sit shiva for that person, even though he's not involved in the burial of that person. He's not actually his yoresh. The person will have other people dealing with the burial, so he's potter technically from dealing with the burial. There are other people doing that, but since he's sitting shiva for this person, so therefore he's potter min hamitzvos. Now this is true in hu be'ir shamei shom eino mitzaref. This is true if he's in that city. This is even if somebody else in that city is dealing with the kvura, so you could technically argue that he doesn't have that obligation and he's free to do the mitzvos. If he hasn't passed them over, so to say, to the people who will carry the aron to the kever, as we'll learn in Siman Ayin Aleph. However, but if he's not at all involved in the burial because the mace is in another city, and he finds out before the kvura that Nebuch, his relative, has passed away, and he's doing nothing whatsoever for that kvura because he's not in the same city, so then, if there are other people taking care of the burial, then he technically doesn't have the dinum of an onen if he doesn't want to, and he's allowed to do mitzvos. So then, who mitzvah for the minion? Under this situation, he would be mitzvah for the minion. Dirshu footnote number 37 also brings down that on Shabbos and Yontif, the Orech Neman writes that he can be mitzvah for the minion even if he's in aninus, real aninus, because on Shabbos and Yontif, he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs asay. Umiyu calls Elinin Onen. This is only in regards to an Onen who is potim in Amitzos. Avo ba'ovel, but in regards to a person who is Nebuch in the week of Avelus, vade mitzdarif lebichas amazon l'tvila. He certainly is regularly mechuyiv in all the mitzvos and certainly can be counted towards a minyan. Siv Hey, the Mechaber writes, Im lo evi shtei saros, if the child has not yet reached the age of puberty physiologically, he doesn't have two pubic hairs. Also, Mishnah Berurah says it's lav dafka pubic hairs. Afilu hu gadol bishonim, even though he's chronologically more than 13 years old, dino kekotin, technically the child is still considered a kotin in halacha. Until when? Achietzu rov shnosov, until he's passed most of his years, which we'll see, his person lives 70 years, the average person, so therefore when he reaches 35 years old in one day, Oz Yisbarish Usaris, he obviously hasn't reached physiological maturity because of some medical problem, and therefore, retroactively, he became a gadol at the age of bar mitzvah, but we only know this when he hits the half point in his life. Im Nirolo Simon Isris, if he, however, does have the physical signs that show that he's a Sris, a person who's never going to be able to reach physical maturity, then Kodim Lekain Dino Kigodo, then whenever he reaches that physical state of being a Sris, so then we can retroactively determine that he is a gadol. The Ramah adds, Hago, Umiyu, ain't medactic in Besaros. Nowadays, we're not going to check when we're looking for a minion to see if somebody is, in fact, a physiologically but remitzvah person. Ela, kol shagir, l'chlau shenosav, machazikin oso kigodol. We're allowed to hold by the chazaka that the vast majority of 13-year-olds are physiologically mature as well, and we can say in this regard, in the chazaka that he's reached this age of being a bar mitzvah is in fact halachically acceptable. As we'll see, this is for dinam derabbanon, but not for dinam deraisa. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Chav Hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bishar Mekom Mosagot. This is not only true for the Makom Erva, for the pubic hairs, but even in other places of the body where hair is grown. He doesn't have these physical signs of maturity, then even if he has two hairs on his beard, that doesn't count. Afilu Hevi Shtei Soros Bezokon, it's not good. The issue footnote number 38 does point out that in Sif Katan Lamites, we're going to learn that in Evan HaEzer, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the sheet of the Rambam. Shetzor Shiu Asaros Dafka B'mokum Erva. Definitely has to be pubic hair. And this is a halachic dispute. And our opinion in our Shulchan Aruch here is brought down there as just a Yesh Omrim. Siv Katan Chavav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Dino Kekotan, Vimhevi Shtei Saros Nasagodo Miyom Shevi Lolom Afreya. Whenever this child does have two pubic hairs, physiological maturity, only at that point does it become a Godel. We don't say retroactively to his bar mitzvah, is he a Godel? Siv Katan Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'lo Bo'inan Rak Yom Echad Yoser Alam Neshona. When we determine that he's reached the majority of his life, it's just one day more than the average of the 70 years, 35 years and one day. Siv Katan Chav Ches, that point retroactively we determine that he was a Sris, Rotsu Lomar, V'oz Nasa Godol Lemafreya, Mishas Yud Gimov Yom Echad. When he does now reach the age of 35 and one day, we retroactively say that he was a gadol at the age of 13 and one day because he never will bring forth the simonim, so he was a gadol actually at that time. In Sivkot Chotes, he brings down when he does reach the simon esris, all of these halachos are discussed in Evan Ezer, he brings down, and he says any one of the simonim that's brought down over there qualifies as a person being a sris, and Ayin Sham. Sivkot Lamed, he writes, Dino Kidar Gadol. At that point, when he has the Simone of a Sris, he has the halachic status of a Gadol. But the Mishnah Berurah adds, the Davka Kishigil Shnas Esrim, only when he reaches 20 years of age. What does that mean? 30 days into his 20th year. And this is the Das of the Poskim over there in Eben Ezer. And Oz Mahani Simonim L'Shaveya L'Sris L'Mafreya. Only then does the person now qualify as a Sris and retroactively is determined to be a Gadol from the age of Bar Mitzvah. And this is true of ancient Odlo HaSimonim B'Shnas Esim or Kolim Zeh. Whenever the Simonim came, you wait till he's 20 years old, and that's when he's qualified as a Sris. But Kodim Shigil L'Shnas Esrim, if it's before his 20-year birthday, or at least 30 days into the 20th year, Afa B'Sheyesh Lo Kol HaSimonim HaSris, even though he has the Simonim of a Sris, Amrina Nadayinu Kotun, we still say halachically he has the status of a Kotun. It's only till he reaches that age that we can qualify the Simonim of Sris as being a Vade Sris. He further says, look in the Sefer Prima Godim, who says, the Le'inyan Tfila Shuma the Rabbanon. However, for things that are the Rabbanon, which is how we paskin, Efsho Diyesh Lahaka Lutzafu while people call them Esrim, we would allow a person to be considered a Godol who has the Simoni Sris even before the age of 20, Imnirabo Simoni Sris if he has the Simonim of a Sris. Lemaisa, we do consider this Chazaka that the Ramah brought down to be halachically valid, and for all Dinim the Rabbanon, we do allow the person to be considered for a minion. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, wrote Salomar, Linyan Tfilo Shimi the Rabbanon. For the Rabbanon things, we count them. Vafilu Dasa Poskim the Tfilo Doraisa. And this is according to those Poskim, like the Rambam, who say the Tfilo is Doraisa. Akoponim Tseiruf Asaru Lav Doraisu. But having 10 people for the minion, that's not a din Doraisa over here to disqualify the Katan, who's chronologically 13, but not physiologically 13, to be part of the Tzibur. We rely upon this. Since a person is chronologically 13 years old, we can rely upon this chazaka. Most people who reach the age of 13 do have two pubic hairs. But for other dinim deraisa, this doesn't help. He brings down the prima godim. Shemarach was there. It has a long arichus on this, and he concludes. Because this is a relatively significant amount of people that do reach the age of 13 that don't have the pubic hairs, albeit it's a minority. It's called the miut hamotzoi, a minority that is prevalent, and therefore we are concerned about this for inyanim d'oraisa. That concludes today's shiur.